Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 443. We told you so about Trump. We're calling this VCast. Trump is the AI beast system president, the mark of the beast. Money system is moving very, very fast. This AI godlike overlord tech is moving so fast. And who is compromising Trump? We're going to dive a little bit into this whole Epstein debacle, which we've said all along. Trump is compromised, wants to censor the net, take away your guns. The list goes on and on and on. Break from your right, left. If you're a huge Trump fan, search Trump on sjwellfire.com. We've probably done 20 or so VCast where he is not for you. He is not for the Constitution. Never forget Operation Warp Speed. But the first story I want to cover, are they taking us to war? First headline, why did Trump call Hegseth Secretary of War, right? His title is Secretary of Defense. What it means and when it was last used. Very telling, my friends. And German president calls for universal military conscription. That's a draft. They need war to consolidate to the 10 kings. And then I have a theory as well, if you follow our ministry. Are the 10 kings of the book of Revelation, are they tech companies? I'm going to go over the abomination of desolation as well and just review that again about the covenant with many. Can the covenant of many be this AI governance? Can it be this biohacking agenda of you? A very, very popular YouTube Rumble channel that actually sometimes posts my work, he's reached out to me multiple times and he said it's universal that they want to biohack you around the world, every country, this transhumanism agenda, which I think is SEAL 1, conquering with a bow. We wrote a book on it. All right. Trump and Epstein go way back. So if you're kind of confused why Trump says this is a nothing burger story, well, I thought this was an interesting meme. They got more pictures together than me and my grandma. I'm showing, if you're listening to this on a podcast service, of Trump and Epstein and Mrs. Maxwell. And then here, this is where Trump said, we need some sort of AI surveillance because the picture of me sitting next to Epstein is basically AI generated. This has been around forever. And I've listened to at least three interviews. Two women claim Trump did nefarious things to them. But the one I want to highlight on True News, Trump was always at the New York mansion, and there was this young woman. Now, the person that was being interviewed said she didn't know if she was underage, but Epstein told Trump, she is not for you. So that implies a pattern of sexual encounters with women at the Epstein mansion. And this woman also went on to say within that True News interview, there are cameras in every room. So I think it's real. I think it's part of this blackmail operation. Ted Gunderson, exposing the Illuminati, said that's part of their playbook to blackmail leaders, to blackmail everyone. And this is a right-left issue. It has nothing to do with going after the right. I mean, blackmail does not discriminate on your political point of view. Now, here's where you know the media is so controlled. From Dinesh D'Souza, a right-leaning pundit, newly confirmed U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is calling for the Epstein client list to be released to the public. This is what Americans want. Expose the evil. Then, from The Hill, Dinesh D'Souza says, it's time to move on from Epstein. That is the talking point. Once in a blue moon, I'll listen to NPR when I'm driving just to hear what the left is saying, and I'll listen to Fox News, what the controlled right is saying. And Fox News Radio has literally had these same talking points I'm going to play you from Dinesh and also from Charlie Kirk. It's a joke.
I'm going to talk about the Epstein files, and I'm going to make the case that even though there are unanswered questions about Epstein, it is in fact time to move on. Part of being on a political team is maintaining a certain amount of maturity, recognizing you can't win them all, recognizing there are some things that are important to you that are less important to the guy that you've put in charge who is trying to focus on things right in front of him. And so having a sense of perspective, having a sense of balance, having a sense of maturity, I think is more important even than getting to the bottom of what really happened with Jeffrey Epstein.
What a joke. The fact that our politicians are blackmailed by Israel and probably the CIA as well, and that they're involved in child trafficking is nefarious. It's wicked. I bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. But now let's go to Charlie Kirk. He's somewhat famous for going on college campuses and debating the liberals. And I like what he has to say for the most part. One time, though, someone challenged him about USS Liberty and that false flag. There's a great documentary that is out there for 5 hours long that actually interviews the soldiers and said, yes, Israel tried to sink our ship. They wanted to have the United States get into World War III on their behalf. And so let's play Charlie. Did he get the memo? And I actually got this from Trumpet News One. Looks like these guys got the memo. Credit to him.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
And I was thinking about this. This is just my speculation. We did a podcast about Elon Musk potentially being the false prophet, about a five-part series. And his new party, I think he calls it the American Party, screams technocracy, universal basic income. So if they can splinter the base and move us towards one party that actually is marketed towards 80% of the populace, then they're moving us towards this technology of hooking up to artificial intelligence. And we've documented the 9 reasons to do it, from health, right? The blind can see, paralyzed walk. You'll be able to speak any language, download any information from Google. So high IQ, different skills. It's a soul trap. But did they get the memo? I thought that was a very, very wise statement. Now, here's what Trump is saying, right? We've shown his association with Epstein. The radical left, this is from a Trump tweet. The radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. See, they had needed to put you in right left buckets. This is not right left. This is basically controlling your politicians. Just like the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier and lying 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, which Dems swore had come from Russia, no, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom, and even the Russia scam itself, a totally fake and made up story used in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in 2016 presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all of the Democrats are good at. And he's right. It's all they have. They are no good at governing, no good at policy, no good at picking winning candidates. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters have bought into this BS, he says, hook, line, and sinker. Well, is it? They haven't learned their lesson. And probably never will, even after being connected by the lunatic left for 8 long years. I have had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history of enslaving us, AI Stargate. We did a podcast how Trump increased the tariff rates that were not based on reciprocal tariffs. They weren't rate to rate. And he's negotiating Starlink, this beast system. He's negotiating that these countries implement ChatGPT. Who can make war with the beast? I've had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history. And all these people want to do is talk about, with strong prodding by the fake news and success-starved Dems, is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. I had a dream Jeffrey Epstein's still alive, right? This is an end of days news ministry. The only reason why I'm doing this is because if the watchman doesn't blow the trumpet, the blood is back on his head. And oh, by the way, it just came out that the footage from jail was edited. That's circling around the internet with receipts. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you again for your attention on this matter. Make America great again. Make America enslaved again. That's what Trump's doing. Palantir, monitoring everything you do, I mean, come on, folks, break from your delusion. And remember, Trump, Pam Bondi said there's a list. It's long. And now she's basically recanted it. She's done a 180. We'll play that video. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. All right. The Mark of the Beast money system is moving fast. This is a tweet from Margie Taylor Greene, who I think is an actor as well. But this is interesting. Let's say there's some truth in this. This week, the House is voting on the Genius Act, which lays the groundwork for a layered central bank digital currency, CBDC, this programmable voucher, right? You've had too much meat. You can't buy meat anymore. It's so programmable. They could program with central bank digital currencies that you cannot buy something out of your 15-minute city. I mean, it is wicked, nefarious beyond measure. Where Americans interact with stable coins, but behind the scenes, there are functional surveillance capabilities of central bank digital currencies. The bill, as written, does not expressly ban central bank digital currencies and does not protect self-custody. Self-custody means that you control your own money, not a third party. So Trump, on January 23rd, signed an executive order on digital financial technology with two important clauses. People will maintain self-custody of digital assets, banning agencies from establishing a central bank digital currency in the U.S. and abroad. And at the end of the day, they're moving us to the blockchain. Blockchain, who has keys to the ledger, I always like to say. And I saw a video where the purchasing power of Americans has never been the same since they took us off the gold standard. So what Trump's doing is they're moving us to Satan's money system. I never bought Bitcoin, never trusted Bitcoin, and how it came about, it seemed like a CIA operation from the beginning that seemed to be against the Federal Reserve banking system. So God's money versus trackable money. And you need to think about this. Let's say Trump's not your Antichrist. And my proof point is I want to see him have a fake resurrection and be tied to artificial intelligence, right? If you follow this ministry, the next president could come in, if there is going to be one, and just ban this executive order and say, nope, we're moving towards the mark of the beast money. I mean, this country is so far gone. But a little bit more on the Genius Act. It's a bill focused on regulating stable coins in the United States. It aims to establish the federal framework for stable coins, which are cryptocurrencies pegged to a stable asset like the U.S. dollar. Is it really that stable? Stable coins are a type of cryptocurrency designed to maintain a stable value, often pegged to a fiat currency like the U.S. dollar. The Genius Act seeks to create a regulatory framework for these stable coins, addressing issues like consumer protection and national security. The bill outlines requirements of stable coin users, including holding reserves of the underlying asset, U.S. dollars, to back the stable coin. Remember we did a podcast where they said they wanted to take the so-called gold at Fort Knox and buy Bitcoin? Really? Really? Trump was going to audit Fort Knox. Is the gold still there? God's money versus Lucifer's money. It's all a counterfeit. Next story. Now, with the theme that Trump is the AI beast president, bringing in your enslavement, I just thought this was interesting because we watched that big time wrestling breakup between Elon and Trump for a new party to be developed. That's the technocracy party. I'm not buying it for a second. But we had this breakup, yet now the government is all in with artificial intelligence and Grok AI. Defense Department to begin using Grok, Musk's controversial AI model. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence startup, XAI, right? X, he bought X, and that feeds XAI for singularity. All-knowing, smarter than humans, said its models are now available to federal agencies. The DOD said it's awarded $200 million contracts to XAI, as well as Google, Anthropic, and OpenAI. Don't forget Doge, EGOD backwards, used AI for the inputs and outputs of the federal government. Your future government will be AI, or as Chabad Lupovich likes to say, AI is the new Tower of Babel. All of this primes social credit scores, it primes carbon dioxide trackers. If you believe global warming scam, you exhale carbon dioxide. There will be global warming in the end. God's going to burn it all. He's going to burn it all because it's as the days of Noah, DNA defilement. But this is from XAI, announcing Grok for Government, a suite of products that make our frontier models available to the United States government customers and probably the Middle East AI system, right? And all the countries Trump is negotiating with for Starlink and ChatGPT and probably XAI, right? Who can make war with the beast? We are especially excited about two new partnerships for our U.S. government partners. A new contract from the U.S. Department of Defense, our products being available to purchase via General Services Administration, GSA schedule, that allows every federal government, department, agency, or office to purchase XAI products. Is this crazy? Trump set us up with Palantir here in the U.S. government that will also feed AI, probably monitor all your social media posts. Palantir has its technology linked to the AI targeting system called the Gospel that's genociding Gazans. Pretty soon we're all going to be Palestinians, my friends. And again, X monitors everything you say and do on X and feeds Grok AI. Then it'll feed the government. Do you see how this all works? Never forget that story we covered where the U.S. military, branches of the U.S. government, hired in branches of the U.S. military government, hired in, sworn in tech executives from Palantir and the likes of these companies, gave them high ranks. The blending of social media, the blending of technology with your government. Great time to be alive, my friends, because the word of God is coming true right before your eyes. And then here's just another proof point from Zero Hedge of what's going on with these four artificial companies. I thought it was interesting with Google as well. Think of your searches feeding this beast. And again, many of these companies that we think are grassroots are not grassroots. They're made in a DARPA lab or a government lab and handed over to the actors. Amazon getting subsidized every time they ship a product. I mean, come on, that's unfair advantage. That's fascism, my friends. Think about this $600 million contract given to Amazon with the CIA. They're funding our enslavement. We're funding our enslavement. All right. We mentioned Palantir, Accenture partner to implement more AI government. This is an old slide. Ron Paul warns that Trump is unleashing a great, big, ugly surveillance state. Of course he is. And never forget how we've decoded the Abraham Accord peace coin with Donald Trump's name on it. Screams transhumanism. This is Operation Warp Speed, biohacking you, brain-computer interface, mind controlism, optogenetics. And then look at this sign in Israel, the Abraham Alliance. It's time for a new Middle East. And it screams the Last Supper artwork. Everything's a counterfeit. Antichrist does not mean against Christ. It means the fake Christ.
And that's coming today is the crucifixion of Donald Trump. Oh, no, not by the Romans. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, was not killed by the Romans. Oh, yes, they drove the nails, but it was the Jews that delivered him to them. And one can't help but wonder if history is not repeating itself and we are not delivering Donald Trump to the crucifixion of his enemies.
Now, what I want to do next is I want to take a look at the abomination of desolation. I've been studying this lately because, again, you're the temple of God. You need to give yourself as a living sacrifice, a daily sacrifice to Christ. There are many scriptures thereof. And let's read Daniel 9 in the abomination of desolation. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Many scholars will say that's 7 years. We've all been programmed that this is some sort of peace treaty. But I was researching this. The covenant with many mentioned in Daniel 9:27 is not explicitly defined in scripture as being exclusively with Israel, a covenant for war or peace, a financial system or any specific type of agreement. The Bible provides limited details about the nature of this covenant, leaving room for interpretation. So my question is, could this be a covenant like AI governance or biohacking you with the Abraham Accord coin? Because again, this popular YouTube Rumble channel, Telegram channel that posts my work sometimes, he's told me twice every country in the world is on board with biohacking you. And he has receipts. I'm sitting back thinking about this covenant. Think about the Middle East AI projects that we've done podcasts on. Think about the high tariffs that he did, and now he's negotiating these high bogus tariffs that are not reciprocal. They're not tariff rate to tariff rate. They're dollars, some funky formula to come up with a rate. He's negotiating with them to launch AI, ChatGPT. He's negotiating to launch Starlink for the benefit of the U.S. Who can make war with the beast, my friends? So he's making a covenant with many. And I do think this all ties back to biohacking you. So in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice. Remember, you need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice to Christ, a living sacrifice to Christ, in the oblation, your gifts to cease. I think that's hacking your mind. And for the overspreading the wings of the abominations, he shall make desolate, void, hooked up to AI, no more free will, even unto the consummation. That's a time frame. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Do you see what I'm saying, my friends? And I'm not buying the third temple and this red heifer, because you're the temple of God. And if the Lord's not in it, it's not holy. What is this covenant with many? AI governance? Biohacking of you? I'm convinced Trump is compromised by the woman of Revelation that is Israel. I'm going to play a couple videos, my friends. Break from your right, left. Break from Elon's new party, the Technocracy Party. Be wise and have a blessed day.
Here's five fun facts about Jewish Jeffrey Epstein. Number one, Epstein, in addition to his island, of course, had a palatial New York row house, which was endlessly visited by world leaders, including Ehud Barak, the former prime minister of Israel, and countless others. Now, what's curious about that row house is that his next-door neighbor while there, again to Jeffrey Epstein, was none other than Howard Lutnick, the Jewish individual who is Donald Trump's Secretary of Commerce. So one of the most powerful people of the Trump administration was living next door to Jeffrey Epstein. Number two, Ghislaine Maxwell, the famed right-hand woman of Jeffrey Epstein, also Jewish, is of course photographed endlessly with people like Donald Trump, with Elon Musk, with Hillary and Bill Clinton. Ghislaine also, of course, was at the wedding of Chelsea Clinton. Very curious. And Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert, was not only an Israeli super spy, there's an entire book about his esteemed life doing so and spying on behalf of Mossad and Israel, but also a billionaire whose personal friend, Samuel Pazar, happens to also be the stepfather to none other than Secretary Anthony Tony Blinken, who under the Biden administration, many people claimed was running the country. Of course, Joe Biden's children, all married Jews. Kamala Harris married a Jew, but the person running the country not only was Jewish, but also a longtime family friend of none other than Robert Maxwell, father of Ghislaine. Number three, Peter Thiel, who many individuals recognize as the groomer of J.D. Vance. Not only did he fund his rise to political prominence, but also employed him at multiple companies prior to doing so. Now, Peter Thiel, obviously the funding behind Palantir with its Jewish CEO, Alex Karp, which was recently given massive contracts from the government to build databases on all U.S. citizenry, which should give us pause. But prior to Palantir, Peter Thiel was involved in endless Silicon Valley startups, including Carbine 911, which on its board of directors included Ehud Barak, who we previously mentioned visited Jeffrey Epstein's home, and in addition, also had monetary ties to none other than Jeffrey Epstein himself. Not only is the Trump and Vance administration tied directly to Epstein, but so was the Biden administration, the Trump administration, the Obama administration, and all the way back to the Clintons. So for 25 plus years, this has been a developing, blossoming relationship. Now, in the present, why aren't we seeing these files released? Why aren't we seeing these people investigated? Ash Patel, whose girlfriend, prior to meeting Cash at a formal function, who happens to be half his age, 1,000 times his beauty, happened to work for PragerU, whose senior-most leadership of all places prior to PragerU was working for Israeli 8200 Mossad, the literal intelligence agency of the Israeli government. Rather curious. Which brings us to number five, which is the extended Blinken family. Because not only are the Blinkens directly connected to Robert Maxwell and family through Samuel Pizar, we have Tony Blinken's wife, Evan Riley, whose grandfather is none other than James Rowley, the individual who was the head of the Secret Service during the Kennedy assassination. So what do we have? We've got world leaders that at every angle are tied into what appears to be a blackmail, bribery, espionage, and in some cases, a assassination brigade that are out and at every turn have subverted the U.S. politicians and the U.S. government for the exclusive benefit of the nation of Israel, which might be why the United States has been doling out endless dollars, not only to Israel, but also to Jewish leaders the world over, including Zelensky over in Ukraine, as well as Keir Starmer in the U.K., both of those individuals Jewish, as well as the world leaders who are now in charge of El Salvador, Panama, Venezuela, Mexico, and countless other South and Central American nations, even those where Jews might not be more than one in every 50,000 citizens. So what do we have for Epstein? We have basically what looks like a Jewish intelligentsia that have been utilizing the Epstein Island as the latest rendition of the same blackmail, espionage, and bribery game that has been in effect all the way back to the assassination of JFK, which many mark as the turning point at which the United States was completely subverted by the nation of Israel and Jewish supremacy.
You know, so I said, I'm calling it Doge. And I registered the name Doge.
You said that.
Of course.
And were you familiar with Dogecoin?
Of course.
And
it's Elon. So what happens is, in the Defense Production Act in World War II, in order to get all the great executives of America to help with production, they named everything after jazz singers or everything that of the people who were on the committee, that it would make them laugh and smile.
Okay.
Right? So I picked a Doge, so he would laugh and smile. And he said, get the F out of here. Like when I said, we're going to name it Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, which I didn't think of. It was on the internet sort of floating around in June.
Yes.
Right? But I literally registered it, right? As the Department of Government Efficiency, like make it a real thing.
No, no. She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well. And it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
Donald Trump has been friends with Jeffrey Epstein for years. In 2002, he told New York Magazine that he's, quote, known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life. Close quote. Jeffrey Epstein claimed he introduced Donald Trump to Melania. Epstein is known for grooming beautiful women for powerful men. On July 6, 2019, Epstein was arrested. 2 weeks later, he was murdered in his jail cell, all during President Trump's first term. Shortly after Trump began his second term, political agents and useful idiots posed for the cameras with DOJ binders, as if justice was coming, and nothing followed. Until this week, when we were told that the DOJ and the FBI concluded that Epstein had no client list and died by suicide. While this isn't fooling the awakening masses, political agents and useful idiots began doing their best to defend Trump and steer everyone towards immigration, where the solution will obviously be the digital ID for every U.S. citizen. The overwhelming majority of U.S. government representatives are the recipients of hundreds of millions of dollars paid out by AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were clearly part of a sexual blackmail operation run by the Mossad and the CIA to further own the American government. This is why our government officials are all on board with the genocide being committed by the U.S. and Israel.
Do you think that there can be a two-state solution that creates an independent
power? I don't know. I'd ask Bibi that question. You have the greatest man in the world to answer that age-old question, two-state. Go ahead. You give him your honest answer.
I think Palestinians should have all the powers to govern themselves, but none of the powers to threaten us. And that means that certain powers, like overall security, will always remain in our hands. Now, that is a fact. And no one in Israel will agree to anything else because we don't commit suicide. We want life. We cherish life for ourselves, for our neighbors. And I think we can work out a peace between us and the entire Middle East with President Trump's leadership. And by working together, I think we can establish a very, very broad peace that will include all our neighbors.
When Pam Bondi was asked about all this, Trump couldn't help but interrupt her and show frustration that anyone was concerned about his old friend of 15 years.
One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the Senate?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, yeah. this creep? That is... unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
And Pam Bondi suggested that the child porn they have in evidence was Epstein's personal collection that he downloaded from the internet and nothing at all to do with blackmail.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.